comments.
My mom is still alive. So.
I'll introduce the next portion of the agenda. There were a number of questions at the first meeting about the Ford Building and how it might come into play. And there were references to the work of the Ford Building Working Group. And so we have Jim Ross from the Department of Administration to talk about the work of that group. And I will preempt some questions right now by saying this is not a prospective look of how the Ford Building could fit in with a capital restoration. It is a report on the working on the Ford Building Working Group only. So it's an update, and our purpose today of getting you up to what reality is today.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. In 2005, the legislature placed a moratorium on demolition of the Ford Building and directed the Department of Administration to report potential uses of the facility. We put together a working group of 48 members, and they came not only legislators, some of them in this room, but also private sector real estate professionals, historic preservation specialists, representatives of the City of St. Paul, the neighbor property owners, including the church, and the St. Paul Neighborhood Associations. And this was also facilitated by the Management Analysis Group. The current status of the building is it's in mothball. That means that it's basically, it does not have a permit for occupancy. It's more or less a shell. And that the Department of Administration just keeps some maintenance on it to keep it alive. For example, the bricks on the outside started to fall down, so we had the bricks removed. They were all numbered and put inside the building for safekeeping, and then they just cleaned up the front of it to keep it intact. This group had many, we had five meetings, and we were trying to come to a consensus of what would be the best recommendations and use of the facility. And they ranged anywhere from a retirement home for former legislators, this is true, as well as a museum for Ford Motor Company. As if you will read the report, and we're going to hand it out in a minute here, you can see that they actually built cars there. The building itself came up with the idea it should not be moved or sold or demolished.